Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome to every single one of you. This is the show From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. And I just want to say to you that around this time of the year, many of us celebrate Easter. To me, it's a moment that reminds me, myself, and even my family, that there is a renewal and new life. It's a moment to pause and reflect on what truly matters in our lives. And that reflection sometimes brings, an awareness. It can be a sentence, it can be a quote, it can be anything. But for many people in my practice, I can see that the awareness of having built success on the outside, where your career grows, your business grows, your responsibility grow, inside, many of them become aware that there's like this quiet question. Is this the life I truly want to live? And I can tell you that this is just exactly what I'm going to talk to Kams Fung about. Today's conversation feels really meaningful to me because Kams Fung is an online business coach and author of The Inner Switch. Now, I met Kams last November in Miami. She was in my team. We were divided in four teams, I believe, and she was in my team. We were 10, 11 people, so we got to connect quite well. Two women, two different continents, because she lives in Australia, I live in Belgium. There were people from all over the world, and yet we all connected through our passion, speaking on stage, expressing ourselves, telling our story to inspire others. And believe me, Kams has a story. She works with high achievers, leaders, professionals, entrepreneurs, people who have achieved what many strive for: financial stability, recognition, momentum. And yet, many of them share the same experience. She has exactly that same client as I have, because I see it every day that people do not feel as good as they look on paper often. That sentence is important to Kams and is important to me, because I see it in my practice every day that you can look confident and still feel truly unsettled. You can look successful and still feel empty inside. You can look powerful and still feel tired. Kams herself left a 15-year accounting career and stepping away from the rat race, I believe she had experienced financial freedom. So there were many options, but she discovered something truly profound: that money expands choice, but fulfillment comes from alignment. She got into neuroscience, NLP, identity work, and she began to understand the way how you experience success is shaped by how you see yourself. It all matters, because you can change your schedule and still feel restless. You can reach a goal and still feel the pressure to prove. Hear me, you can build wealth, but still feel an inner kind of hunger that has nothing to do with all the numbers in your bank account. Now, The Inner Switch, her book, is about that internal moment of awareness. So it's a little bit like the true wealth I talk about. It's never about choosing between success and well-being. The philosophy of true wealth, and I think the philosophy of The Inner Switch, is a bit the same. It's about feeling rich while you live your success. Energy in your body, freedom in your decisions, fulfillment in your contribution. And when those three are present, success feels totally different. It feels grounded, steady, and whole. And that's what I talk about, of course, also in my four accounts. And let's say that today I can tell you here, it's a blue sky. Spring shows us how beautiful life can be, that growth happens when the conditions align. When I see how spring is making everything alive again, you can't see nature forcing itself. You see that timing, that alignment, it all comes together. And maybe something in you is ready to. As you listen today, just stay open. Where does your life feel empty? What in your life is still missing? Where do you still attach your worth to performance? What would shift if you already believe that you are enough? Let's just start this conversation. I can't wait to talk to Kams Fung about the philosophy of the inner switch, the book that she has written and brought out, and of course also about true wealth. I think these two things are such a beautiful composition, and I am looking forward to share this conversation with you and see what wisdom Kams Fung has to bring into this air, into this spring season. So buckle up. Let's just have maybe a glass of water or a cup of tea. And I'm going to have some, I think, a little break. And then we'll come back just now.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and I am absolutely thrilled today because I have just here in front of me a very special human being. I was with her a whole week in Miami, as I said in the intro, and I am so pleased to welcome you, Kams Fung.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yes, this is going to be an absolute amazing conversation, I know up front, because we both have a little bit the same kind of message to the world. But before we come to that, I just want to ask you a personal question, Kams. I often start with that because the show is called From Stress to Authentic Success. So your biggest stress in life, or the stressful situation or event that has led you up until who you are today, what would you say it is?
My most stressful event. Oh, I would say that is the moment when I actually quit my corporate job. So at 34, when I left the corporate world with enough money, I was expecting happiness because I think that's what we get taught, like money will bring happiness. And I thought there was this moment where I was just expecting that I would really feel this happiness. And I didn't happen. I actually just felt worse than emptiness. I actually felt so disappointed. I don't know what I was chasing for. I was chasing for a feeling and it didn't come and it became way more stressful. So I realized money actually just amplifies what you are missing internally.
Ooh, I agree. So what you're saying is, what kind of symptoms did it bring? How did you know? What did you feel? What did your body give you symptoms? Was it mentally, emotionally? Because the emptiness, how did you feel empty?
Oh, it gets a bit dark. I was mentally in a loop where I just kept asking myself, why do you exist?
Yeah.
Why are you even walking on this earth? What value do you add? What value do you add? What value do you add? And I like really wanted an answer from myself and it just kept circling in my head and I didn't have one. That's when I realized, oh, I almost just felt like I want to cease to exist. And that is a feeling that I don't want anyone to feel. I think it's a really deep
It's
unworthiness
a deep
or
feeling.
like just meaningless. Like, why did I spend my whole life doing accounting? Like, what for? For money? And like, without spending time with my family and friends, because I didn't make them my priority. I made career and chasing money my priority. For what purpose? And when I realized I had my priorities wrong at that point, it really shook me because I just felt like the whole world, I don't know, like I fell into this big lie or something, or I just felt really stupid.
But you actually, can I say that you actually are one of the people that realized it quite young. Most people only realize it at 45, 50, 55. So congrats for that. So there was no
Well,
physical
thank you.
symptoms, not too tired, exhausted, headaches, no physical. It was more mental and emotional.
The physical, oh, I had physical pains. The physical pains were so strange. I got through a period where I emotionally and mentally was so impacted by this that I started waking up like in a panic. Like every day, there was a period of my life during this dark, I'll just call it my dark hole period. It's like about 2 years. There was maybe about 2 months where I would just wake up every day and I would feel like something wanted to come out of my chest. Like, and I felt,
I know that feeling. It's
you know,
terrible.
that's
I
not a good
know
feeling
that
to
feeling.
know. I feel bad having this feeling. And it's like your heart hurts so much that I felt like I'm physically in pain. And I'm like, am I having a heart attack? Do I need to go check, like go to the doctor? I actually went to the
Yes, you
doctor.
do.
Yeah, I went and got that EGG or EEG test done. And they're like, I don't know. They did that test and then they go, it looks like you had too many heart attacks. Then they said, actually, I'm not sure because the result can sometimes be wrong. So I didn't really know what they measured. And they go, it seems like you're okay. Nothing will happen after that. And they're like, I can't help you with an emotional stress. There's nothing wrong with you physically. We did the blood test and stuff like that.
So after those 2 years, or maybe anyone listening and recognizing this, comes, I recognize it. There's more people that go through this than we think in society. So you and I, let's just see, what is to you the first step, or is it about awareness? Is it about, what is the first step to actually shift out of this period?
The first step, I think, is actually don't do it alone.
Yes, that's a good one.
I was this person that was proudly like, I'm independent. I don't need anyone, based on some childhood experience, which I didn't really realize it had so much shaped me as an adult. And this is, I just thought it was my personality. And so I found it really hard to reach out for help.
And people still think, and I often repeat it, that looking for help is a weakness. But as you mention it now as your first step, I am grateful you do, because that's one of the reasons why we do the show, is to make people aware that if you need help, go for help. It's not a weakness, it's a strength. You agree?
Yes, and I think the important part is reaching out to the right person because I think the reservation has the validity because there are certain people you could reach out to that don't know how to react to that. They're not able to help because they themselves don't have the tools or the lessons or the wisdom to be able to help you through it. And by sharing it, by being vulnerable, you actually get nothing back, but you feel like you shifted like this burden over to them. And so I think that's where the reservation comes from. Or people will say something that's get over it. It's whatever that thing is, right? Like it'll pass. Like it's so passive that you wish you just didn't tell them. So I think we have to be selective
Thank
on the
you.
people we choose to confide in,
Yeah, I
which are
agree.
like coaches, perhaps someone that's not directly linked with the family, or you feel like you could share with a friend that might spread it rather than helping you,
No, and no
like
judgment, no
right.
to have the compassion and the safety kind of container. That is very
Yes.
important. So thank you. So a little bit going forward from that timeline, what would you say has brought you into this field now? What, and you've mentioned it already, Combs, you don't want anyone to feel what you felt. So how did that come about to who you are today? What happened there?
I really just want to be a guide for someone that's going through that learning journey. It's really difficult doing it yourself. And if I can provide a safe space for people, and that's why I started this community of book club, because I think when there is something else on focus and it's on personal growth, it helps you doing that work and having the people around you. So that's why I started that community. In terms of further on the work that I'm doing is I wanted to, so I developed this concept, which I call the S3, and it's taking someone from that survival, that really fear-driven base, to the next step, which is stability, having that grounding, and knowing this stability grounding is normal.
Yes.
I actually only upon reflection realize this is not a phase you can skip. It's inevitable you go through this if you want to get to a different identity, which is what I was doing. So I'm going from an accountant to wanting to be a coach or like a teacher, someone that can help someone else. And this stability bridge, it's like there is the ego death of the accountant.
Yes.
And the accountant does have to die. But the dying process was the pain I was feeling.
I agree.
Yeah, because I don't think the ego wants to die. That's your whole, that's my whole character up to this whole life. That's the identity I built. You go to networking sessions, people were like, what do you do? I'm an accountant. I'm a project controller, right? You get to voice who you are. And when the identity is gone, there is this huge, massive void. And knowing the death is part of the process is comforting, I think.
Yes, I agree. And so, what is the third S?
Oh, yes. And the third S is signal. So when you get to this point, your source of energy actually change. The source of energy now comes from more out there than internal. And when I say out there, I mean it like out in the universe, I think there is a different frequency that we can tap into, like a bigger power source. Wherever we came from, it comes from that source. And it's about being open enough to receive it. And this energy will transmit to others, and they'll be able to feel that.
I'm so grateful you talk about frequency because my frequency is my word for 2026. So not for nothing. Let's talk about frequency and energy because it is such a basic foundational thing that people don't know enough about yet. So how, because your book, your new book, just to say to anyone listening, The Inner Switch, I suppose it's all about that. On how you do that inner switch. What is the book, The Inner Switch? What does it mean? Is it about energy?
It is actually taking you from that survival to how do you get from survival to stability to then get to signal. And I have a lot of stories to help the reader get through that and understand it. The middle part is the part people want to skip, right? Like people want to go from the coaching industry, right? Like people might want to go from, okay, I'm earning 50,000 and they want to be like this seven-figure coach, right? Signal, seven-figure coach, be on stage, be the
I
amazing,
agree.
shine, shine, right? You've got to build that bridge. You don't get to skip that step. That building of capacity allowed you to hold the high voltage energy that is coming back to you. Without it, you will crash. You can't actually contain that much energy without crashing, and that's where people will burn out and or make the money but not be able to hold it.
And I don't think we just talk about money here. I think it's the same in health, in relationships,
Yes.
in success in a different way than money. So it's quite interesting. Let me ask you, talk a little bit about the inner switch, the book. So the three S's, that's one thing. If in your book, is there a way that people can read it and get to know more about you and your story? Is there a lot of stories in there, as you said?
There is a lot of stories. I was very careful about the stories I selected because every story that's in there, the way I've written it is quite universal, I think, and the reader will be able to see it as a mirror to their moment.
That's the purpose. Because I'm just
Yes.
asking because you and I have had this amazing week in Miami, all about stories and how we tell our stories. So I just wanted to check. I'm sure I'm going to write my second book as well on the True Wealth account. So,
Congratulations.
yeah, so it's a little bit that kind of approach to give people an insight in the story so that they can recognize, have a mirror, reflect. I so like that kind of approach instead of giving wisdom, isn't it?
Yeah, because we won't be able to remember it because our unconscious mind actually works on stories. That's how we've existed for centuries. We hang around the bonfire and we share different stories. And so one of my stories that I share is this Apple moment that I have where my parents got divorced and then I'm living with my grandmother and no parents. And when I went to pick up this apple, my grandma goes, "Don't touch it, you haven't paid for it." And that moment defined me. I realized that just wanting something basic is dangerous. And so I noted that I had to perform or work, earn my way under this roof. And my underlying belief that I've programmed within myself was like, my worth equals output.
And
And I
also
deemed this,
money
yeah.
related, there's a thing of money there. You
Heavily
haven't
money
paid for
related
it,
because I didn't
so
have the money.
you have to pay for everything you want. Yeah. That's a
Yes.
big one too. Yeah, I can see that. So tell me a little bit about the person who you are today, Kams. What is the exact message you want to give to the world?
The exact message I want to give to the world is to, you can earn money doing the thing you love. And I really genuinely believe that because there was a point in my life when I was an accountant and I was just thinking, is that possible? How do people find their passion? How do they find their purpose? Like, where does it come from? Can you even do that? Can they even get a job that you actually enjoy? Or is this all boring? It's like adult responsibility. That's what
9 to 5.
I thought. Yes. And now I know that is possible. Because when you're going after something that's of interest to you don't know how, but when you just go towards that, the universe will reward you on the path by taking those steps. And you'll find a way to be able to make money from it because your energy is just radiating. And that somehow the people, opportunity, there'll be an idea that opens your door.
You are a great example for this show in going from stress to authentic success. When you look at your story, you are an example into living authentic success, comes. So, is that how you feel that you are living true wealth, authentic success, that you are living that wealthy, fulfilling, authentic life?
Yeah, I'll give you a very practical example of this, right? In my book club, when I first launched it, I just wanted to do something that I already do in my own time. And that's what I encourage people to do, is what do you do in your current time already? So I'm a little bit of a nerd. I just like reading personal development books. So I just went out to Facebook and asked people, hey, who wants to read this Tony Robbins book with me? It was Awaken the Giant Within. Four other people did. Four other people did. So five of us go and read this book for 3 months. When we finished, it was amazing. People committed. And then afterwards, they're like, what's the next book? Like, I wasn't going to read the next book. But then they asked me, like, what's your favorite book? And I went, Think and Grow Rich, because that's what got me the wealth. And they were, oh, can we read that with you? Yeah, sure. Because people were like, oh, I read it, but I don't understand it. So I got really excited to share with them how did I implement those learnings in my life. And that exchange became really fun. So we just read books after books.
Wow, isn't it amazing how the universe guides you?
Yes. So follow that. Yeah. And then the author started coming in because I randomly announced, like, hey, let's make this the best book club ever. Then after you make an announcement like that, somehow your brain goes, oh crap, why did I say that in that moment? Now I have to make it the best. What makes it the best? It would be uniquely special. So I'm like, maybe I can ask the authors to come in. So I started asking, and then surprisingly, they say yes. Then it grew from there.
Wonderful. That's how it goes, though. The universe is guiding us, and the universe always has our back. I so appreciate that, as I said in the beginning of our interview, that you had this awareness or this wake-up call, or call it whatever you want, so early. You still have a full life in front of you. Any little aspiration that you want to share with us, apart from launching this book and being on big stages, because you want to speak, you're a speaker as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think I really just want people to have fulfillment. When we're going towards our future, we're all here for a purpose and we all have a bright future. I know that people listening to this right now could, some people will be struggling or having a hard time. And I would say those hard moments are going to be your stories. Those are the inspirational moments.
The gifts. We
And
don't see
yes,
them
those
as
are the
such, but they
gifts.
are the gifts. Yes.
You won't see them when you're in the moment, but when you go get through it, there are so many people that would wish to get that wisdom from you when you're on the other side of the tunnel.
I agree. So thank you for that. Now, as I say, what is your next step, your next aspiration? Because you're going to be on a big stage soon. So, what is your, let's say, the end of 26? Who is Calms at the end of 26? Not
Oh, that's an
identity.
exciting question.
Yeah, I would love to know because we've been together for a week and we have done such great learnings and experiences. And I want to know how you see yourself within for the end of the year.
Yeah, the vision for 2026 is to run my own amazing event with world-class speakers. So I already got one lined up. I probably shouldn't announce the name, but they have verbally agreed to do this. So there's going to be a really epic guest
That's all
headlining
in
this
Australia,
event.
hey?
Yeah, that's in Australia in person in Sydney. And the chances are I will be partnering with the upcoming event that I'm doing with Rise to Greatness. And we're going to either run it together or I will get them to help me behind the scene to pull this up.
Because that is a big task, hey? Comms?
Yeah, it's all new for me. So that's the growth, right? You got to do step out
Yeah,
into the
uncomfortable.
uncomfortable. Yeah.
Out of the comfort zone. That's definitely out of the comfort zone. Any tip or any, let's say, last kind of inside mirror you want to give to the audience, anyone listening and who's inspired by your story?
Last tip. People always ask about purpose. And I have this idea that we are all here for a reason. And how you find out what your reason is that when you go out into the world and you feel triggered, like someone bothers you, right? Those are the clues. So whatever people is triggering
You
you,
mean
it's
your
like
triggers?
those, yeah. So let's say if someone is triggering you, you don't know why, it's not them. They are there to help you on this journey for you to see your purpose. So those meanings you were creating in your head from whatever has happening out in the external world, that's your clue. So have peace within and don't disrupt anyone else's peace. That's the whole idea. That's the game. Just if you just remember to have peace within, no matter what happens, and don't disrupt anyone else's peace, you'll be doing really well.
So we're talking again about our energy within, isn't it? That's where it all starts. Any tip for that how you bring that energy, like we talked about, how you bring that signal, that energy? Any tip on that?
Yes. What I have realized, this is the wisdom, so I hope you're able to catch it. I spoke to an enlightened meditator out in the Blue Mountains here,
Okay.
and she told me this. The fact that you are born is enough. When she said this, I didn't understand. I don't know if this is me, but she looked at me like, oh, you poor child, you don't get it. And I'm like, I don't get it, because aren't we here to try and be the best of ourselves? Aren't we here to try and do more to go to our potential? What do you mean? If I'm enough, then doesn't that mean I don't have to do anything? I could just sit here and just breathe, right? Then I'm enough. Then about 6, 7 months later, I'm like, I get it. I finally get it. I was watching this bird just like flying across the tree, enjoying life, right? And I'm like, hang on. I'm not judging the bird whether it is flying the fastest or flying the highest. The bird is the bird, no matter what it does, whether it chooses to walk or it chooses to fly. However, if it didn't flew, it didn't use its wings at all, that's a bit of a shame, isn't it? Because a bird is designed to fly, it has wings.
I
So it is
agree.
in its nature to fly. So for us, we are the only like mammals or animal species that has free will.
Yes.
And so with this gift,
And a conscious
it is
mind.
for our conscious mind, yes. Our conscious mind and this creativity is something uniquely to all humans. We are all coming out basically from the same factory. We have the same capacity, every single one of us. So if you see a human that can do something amazing, that means you can too. And so
And
go out
it's
and
in the
just fly.
being as well. I like your thing about the lady that said to you about being born is enough, because I call it always your birthright, comes. It's
Yes.
your birth. The fact that you are born gives you the right to be who you want to be, to create, to do what you want to do. But make sure, like you say, it's something you love. I
Yeah,
think
because
that's,
you are already a winner from being born. Do you know how like many like battles you have to get through to win this race? Like,
It's
you're a
quite, you've
champion.
conquered a few big challenges before you got in the womb.
Yes.
So, thank you so much. Is there one word, one quote that you want to use? Is it about being born, or is there one thing just to finish with one sentence or one word? This beautiful conversation comes.
Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate, from Carl Jung.
Thank you. I will elaborate on that in the outro. Thank you so much for this conversation. I really appreciate you. You know that, and your energy. And I will come back to the audience just now after this little break. Thank you, comms.
Thank you so much.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Oh, wasn't that a beautiful, authentic, and warm, deep conversation? Thank you again, Combs. There were several moments in this interview that, of course, stayed with me, and perhaps they stayed with you as well. Now, one of the things that was very typical is what I see every single week here in my practice is that Combs shared the moment when she left her corporate career at the age of 34. You know, achieving what many people are chasing for, the financial success, the stability, but instead of being happy, she felt something very different, a very deep emptiness. And I recognize that. That moment is something that many of us recognize. I'm not sure if you recognize it. Maybe you do. A life that looks successful from the outside can still leave an emptiness, a question inside of us. What is the real purpose of all of this? And so Combs said something very powerful in that part of the conversation. Money amplifies what is missing internally. Now, I often talk about that money can give you freedom and opportunities, all fine, but at the same time, money alone cannot create that meaning, that connection, or that fulfillment. Those qualities come from within. And so she describes in her book the inner switch, the three phases. She calls it the S3, the survival, the stability, and the signal. Because I agree that many of us live in survival modus, some for years, for decades, driven by pressure, expectations, and the constant need to prove something, to prove ourselves, to prove our worth. And that, of course, is a very dangerous place to be in. The next phase, the stability phase, is the grounding, creating that inner balance and understanding who you are. That's what I call the authentic success. Because when you start being authentic with yourself, she calls the third phase signal, that's where your energy begins to radiate outward. That's where the success naturally follows, and you connect with something so much larger than yourself. Also, I often say it as well, your energy always speaks before your words do. People feel your energy, your vibe, your frequency. And when someone lives from survival energy, it creates contraction and tension. When someone lives from that authentic place, from that alignment, it creates inspiration. And so expansion. And there was the moment that touched me deeply because there's a wisdom there that she received from a meditation teacher. And I want to repeat this sentence. The fact that you were born is enough. Just pause with that sentence for a moment. The fact that you are born is enough. So many people, so many of us live entire lives trying to prove their worth, as I said earlier, through work, through success, through recognition. But there's that quiet voice inside asking if it is ever enough. And this insight turns that whole idea upside down because your existence, and I say it every single week in my practice, your existence itself has value. You already belong here. You are already worthy of abundance, of everything. Everything that you create from that point forward becomes an expression of your life, rather than a way of proving and pushing. I so feel that proving our worth is not necessary. And so Combs was illustrating it with a beautiful example of the bird. You know, nobody watches the bird and judges whether it flies high enough, fast enough. The bird simply lives according to its nature. And so can you. Human beings have something extraordinary, that awareness, the creativity, the consciousness. We have a choice. And when we reconnect to those qualities, that's where you start to move from survival into that authentic place of authentic success. That reflection also connects strongly with what I teach in the true wealth concept, the true wealth philosophy. True wealth is not only about money or professional success, it's about four essential areas that I call the four accounts, because it's like your bank account. We watch our bank account, we look at it almost daily. But do you look at your four accounts that determine how rich your life truly feels? The life force, your freedom, your fulfillment, and your financial flow. Because many of us built and chased that financial success while their life force slowly drains. It drains your energy. And some of us have passion and purpose, but their financial flow creates stress. So the real wealth, the feeling wealthy, appears when these four accounts grow together. And that is why I created the True Wealth Accounts quiz. Now, the quiz is going to give you a clear mirror of where you currently stand in those four accounts. And many people who take the quiz tell me the same thing afterwards, that they finally see clearly where the energy is thriving, where attention is needed. And sometimes it's quite surprising and confronting at the same time. So if you feel curious about your score in the quiz in those four accounts, you can take the quiz on danielsachs.com/quiz. It takes just a few minutes and it often brings powerful insights. And of course, if this conversation with Khan's inspired you, please, I highly recommend you to buy her book, The Inner Switch, because in the book, she shares stories and practical reflections that guide readers from survival to stability and eventually to that signal, meaning that authentic success. You can find the book online wherever the books are sold. And as we close today's episode, I would like to leave you with the quote that was shared at the end of our conversation with Khans. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Now, those words are really powerful. It brings us into reflection that awareness creates freedom. When you begin to understand your own patterns, your beliefs, your inner drivers, life stops feeling like something that happens to you. You begin to shape it in a conscious manner with conscious choices. And that is where authentic success truly begins. I just want to say thank you for listening today. Until next time, take care of your life force, protect your own freedom, follow what brings you that deep fulfillment, and allow your financial flow to support the life that you truly desire to live. And if you feel curious about where you stand today, again, you can explore your own True Wealth accounts at danielsachs.com/quiz. I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to danielsachs.com.